This is the CCNS News Update, an overview of the latest nuclear safety issues brought to you every week by concerned citizens for nuclear safety. Here is this week's top headline. Take action today to support LANL cleanup. Submit your comments by Monday, June 8th. On April 23rd, the New Mexico Environment Department issued an important permit modification to the Waste Isolation Pilot Plant, WIP, in order to speed up cleanup of Los Alamos National Laboratory, LANL, and focus on the disposal of legacy waste at WIP. The Draft Hazardous Waste Act permit modification proposes to require a minimum percentage of legacy waste shipments from LANL to WIP during specific time frames beginning soon on January 1, 2027. The Environment Department's action would stop LANL's plans to leave 1 million cubic meters of radioactive and hazardous waste buried in volcanic tuft in a seismic zone above the regional drinking water aquifer and the Rio Grande. The action, if approved, would limit waste from new proposed plutonium pit production that could be shipped to WIP. The Stop Forever WIP Coalition opposes the expansion of WIP for newly generated LANL waste from plutonium pit production. CCNS is a member group. CCNS and the Stop Forever WIP Coalition fully support the Environment Department's action and urge you to submit your public comments by Monday, June 8th. Some of the important proposed permit provisions are: from January 1, 2027 through December 31, 2031, at least 55% of the total volume for all waste emplaced at WIP from all generator and storage sites must be LANL legacy waste. Beginning January 1, 2032, and until all LANL legacy waste has been emplaced at WIP, LANL waste must be at least 75% of the total volume of waste emplaced from all generator and storage sites. Legacy waste currently stored above ground at LANL's Area G shall be shipped and emplaced at WIP by July 1, 2028, and if at any point any of those conditions are not met, all generator and storage site shipments, with the exception of LANL, must cease until all deficiencies are cured. Recall that the Department of Energy, DOE, promised New Mexico that if the state allowed WIP, Cold War and other radioactive waste stored at LANL would be the priority for disposal in WIP. DOE has broken its promise for decades. The Environment Department needs to know that the public supports the permit modification. DOE strongly opposes it. Written public comments may be submitted until 5 p.m. Mountain Time on Monday, June 8, 2026. For more information, visit the StopForeverWIP.org website. Submit your comments by email to hwb-wip-comment@env.nm.gov. This has been the CCNS News Update. For more information, please visit our website at nuclearactive.org.